to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. This is a verse we need to remember. And then 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I think it's verse 12 and verse 13, two verses, and then we will look at the bulletin as well. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Steve, for that wonderful, 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 wonderful word. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Don't you love the Lord? Don't you love that He has blessed us to pray and communicate with Him? Amen. Praise God. Read it with me if you would. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. And I would encourage you to apply this to memory. Memorize this one. Let's read it out loud. Ready? Let's read. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. Let's read. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Now, isn't that amazing? Paul said, I'm a human being speaking this, but it's not me, it's God's word. And he says, if you'll receive it as God's word, it will work in you. It will become an effectual work inside of you. Amen? So folks, let's embrace this. You know, I saw myself this morning in prayer doing this as an example, so I'll do it now. How is it, this is how faith works, how is it that we can take the words in this book, put them in our spirit, speak them out of our mouth, renew our mind with them, and miracles will happen in our life. Now that's exactly how faith works. It takes the Word of God, chews it up by meditating, puts it in your spirit, you speak it out of your mouth, keep your mind renewed with it, keep your eyes upon it, your ear attentive to it, and then it's life to those that find them, health to all their flesh. Amen? We must believe this word against all odds, against all feelings, against all other reports. Believe this. Say this. Meditate this. Rejoice over this word. Amen. So now, 1 Corinthians 2, 12 and 13. I would like for you to read those with me as well out loud, and then we'll go to the bulletin. Ready? Verse 12 of 1 Corinthians 2, 12 and 13. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Notice, we have received the Spirit of God, that we will know what God has freely given us, and those are the things we speak. Amen? So we receive the Word of God as God speaking to us, and then we realize that we have the Spirit of God so we can know what God's freely given us, and then we speak as the Holy Ghost teaches us to talk. How many knows when you get saved, you have to learn how to talk? What's some of the first things a little baby does? You know, once a little baby matures a little bit more, we want that. We got Jackson right now. We want Jackson, mama, daddy, papa, mama, Uncle Gerald. I can't wait for him to say that, you know. But we want him to talk. But because he's born into the world, now he has to learn how to exist in this world he's born into. Well, when you get born again, you have to learn how to talk. You can't talk like everybody in the world. How's the world talk? Like the world. Bad, negative, evil, sick, poor, broke, depressed, critical, judgmental, you know, all kinds of just craziness. And some Christians think that's normal. They think that's just normal, just go along with the conversation of everyone. Well, it's not normal. It's not. We have to learn how to talk. We say what God says. We believe what God says.
We agree with God. Amen. And by doing all of that, guess what we get? The spirit of faith. Isn't that amazing how the Lord led it right into the bulletin? The spirit of faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, let's go ahead and look at it. I think I want to preach the, let's do the spirit of faith first. What the spirit of faith is, the spirit of the word. How many knows the word of God is the spirit of God speaking? The word of God is the voice of God. Notice what Paul says. Now, you'll go back and study this yourself if you'd like. 2 Corinthians 4, particularly beginning at verse 8. You remember he said, cast down, but not forsaken. You know, he talks about trouble on every side. He talks about all kinds of negative isms that's going on. However, but he says, but we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Notice that we can have a spirit of faith or the spirit of the word in the midst of all kinds of trouble. But we have that spirit, so then we speak from the spirit of faith. What is the spirit of faith? It's the spirit of the word. What is the spirit of faith? The spirit of faith is just simply saying what God says rather than the situation or the circumstance. Amen? And we have to learn, as I've said earlier, we have to learn how to talk. But the Holy Ghost has a language all to himself, and it's a language of the word. It's a language of victory. It's a language of bringing things to pass. Amen? So the spirit of faith is the spirit of the word. This is the words of Jesus, John 6:63. It is the spirit that quickeneth or gives life. The flesh profits nothing. Now, what did Steve just tell us? The flesh doesn't do anything for us. Flesh will hinder the will of God. Notice Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So how do you get the spirit of faith? Is speak the word. The word of God is anointed. The word of God, Brother Hagin always says, the Bible is God speaking to me. The Bible is God speaking to you. And we just read it from Thessalonians 2:13. That we receive the word as it is the word of God, which effectually worketh in you also that believe. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is quick or alive and powerful. Say it out loud. Say, the word of God is alive and powerful. So why would we not want to speak something that's alive and powerful? For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing, even to the dividing of sunder, soul and spirit, and joint and mire, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Only the word of God can do that. Science cannot separate your soul and spirit. Doctors cannot separate the soul from the spirit. Sometimes it's difficult for we humans to do. But the word of God can separate your soul and your spirit and do a work in your soul through your spirit. But what I wanted you to see is the word of God is alive. It's quick and it's powerful. Then we have this verse, Ephesians 6:17. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Sword of the spirit. Now see, this is all has to do with the spirit of faith. Glory to God. That you can carry a spirit of faith if you carry the word inside your spirit. And if you renew your mind to the word, and if you will speak the word, a spirit of faith will come on you through the word. It just has to. That's how it works. And then you just start agreeing with God, and you speak with the spirit of faith. Now, here in Numbers, chapter 14, you know, chapter 13 tells us that Moses sent out 12 spies. In chapter 13 and verse 20, he told them to be of good courage and go search out the land and bring back a report. Well, I think it's around verse 28 or so, that they returned, the 12 spies returned and brought back a report. They brought back the grapes. They said, man, that led us a fruitful land flowing with milk and honey. And they began to talk about how good the land was. They said, however, there are giants there. And the giants are so great that we be not able to possess the land. There's a lot of churches are they call themselves, we be not able. But Joshua and Caleb, particularly Caleb, the Bible said, he stilled the people and he said, we are well able. Amen. We are well able to go in and possess the land. Now notice something here. Everyone say there was 12. Two talk different than the 12. They all saw the same thing. Had the same word from God, but they chose to look differently. They chose to speak differently, and they had different results. I want the results of the word. I have a spirit of faith on me. So notice that you know, Joshua and Caleb both, that they began to say, we're able to do this. We're able. How were they able? You know, they said there's giants. And of course, the other 10 spies said they're huge giants. And we're like grasshoppers in their sight. So are we in our sight. Well, don't have grasshopper faith. Have giant killing faith, right? God knew those giants were there before he sent them in. And God had already told them, I have given you this land. He gave it to them, which means he'll take care of the giants if you'll believe him, right? Now, before I give you this verse, the very next verse under this verse, it tells us that God told Moses, return back and go by the way of the Red Sea because there's the Amalekites and the Korahites and all those giants are there. It sounds to me like in the Bible that they could have avoided the Red Sea. They actually could have went the journey God told them to go and not to have crossed the Red Sea. God had another journey for them, but they allowed the giants to distract them and take them under. How is it that 12 people can see the same thing, hear the same word, and get the same God to talk to them, but only two of them have a spirit of faith? Notice what it says here, Numbers 14:24. But my servant Caleb, because he hath another spirit with him, have followed me fully. Him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed. Steve talked about the family. Family is your seed. His seed shall possess it. So that tells me that a spirit of faith leads the way for your family to possess the land. If Caleb can have a spirit of faith, you and I can. If Joshua can have the spirit of faith, the Living Bible says Caleb is a different kind of man. Why was he different? He talked different. He believed different. He chose to take God at his word. He could have done the same thing the 10 did. He could have measured those giants. He could have looked at those giants and said, we be not able. And he could have brought up an evil report, a report of doubt and unbelief. But he chose to say, I'm going to follow God. I'm going to follow his word. And the spirit of faith was upon him. And the spirit of faith can rest upon you every day of your life. Hallelujah. That's how we possess things. It's the spirit of faith. That's how we get these breakthroughs that God's already provided, is with the spirit of faith. And the spirit of faith will change you. It will change your level of speaking. It will change how you look at things. It will change how you address things in the realm of the spirit. Glory to God. The spirit of faith will enable you to talk from heaven's zone, not from an earthly home, not from just the natural way, but the spirit of faith will cause you to say what God has to say. You'll hear God with your spirit, and you will rise up with the sword, and you will make decrees and declarations that will change things, as we've already heard. Amen? Are you thankful that that's available to all of us? And all we have to do is stay in the Word, pray in the Spirit, worship, act like the Bible's true. I read a comment by Brother Hagin this week that I never read before, and he said, faith is not so much as what you have, but it's what you do. Now think about that. Faith is, because everybody can say, I can have faith. Well, faith without works is dead. So faith is an act. Faith is acting like the Bible's true. You know, Brother Steve demonstrated to us this morning how we're to act. We're to act victory. Well, Brother Drew, I just don't make sense. Who says faith is makes sense in your mind? It doesn't. Faith is not of your mind. It's of your heart. Amen. Glory. Thank you, Father, for your good word. So, the spirit of faith believes only the word of God. Stay focused on the word. Remember Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear to my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life to those that find them, health to all their flesh. Glory. You know, you can eat food in the natural, and you may not understand all the ingredients in that food, all the nutrition in the food. You may not even understand how your body processes food and, you know, takes the good and puts the other in waste, but you eat it, and it still does you good. Well, you don't have to fully understand the Bible completely for it to do you good. Just read it and believe it and act on it, and the light will come. The entrance of the word gives light, right? It gives understanding to the simple. That's the attitude that we must have. So the spirit of faith speaks only the word of God. Remember Matthew 8, it's beginning of verse 5. The centurion came to Jesus and said, Lord, my servant lieth home sick of the palsy. And Jesus said, I will come and heal him. He said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, and I understand I have someone over me, but he says, I'm also a man of authority. I say to this person, go when he goes, this person come when he comes. And so Jesus marveled. He said, I have not found so great faith, no, not in all of Israel. And that was a Gentile. That centurion was a Gentile, wasn't even a Jew. He was a Gentile person. And Jesus said, you have great faith because you said, for me just to speak the word and you'll believe it and it'll come to pass. That was great faith, right? He said, many shall come in the kingdom of my Father, shall sit down with Father, with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in my kingdom, but the children of darkness shall be cast out. And he says, go your way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. So the spirit of faith says, Lord, I just speak your word only, and I believe your word. And that's what we do. We speak the word only. Anybody can talk about what's going on. We should know more about God than we do about the problem. We should talk more about how good God is than we do how bad the problem is. We should say, Lord, I'm choosing your word. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So the spirit of faith becomes the sword of the spirit released out of your mouth. Glory to God. And that's Ephesians 6:17. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. So the word becomes a sword out of your mouth when it's in your spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Things can change, as our brother Steve said this morning, quicker than lightning flashes. Lightning flashes very quick. But things can change very quick. Hallelujah. On our behalf. As we hear it in the spirit, and as we speak it out of our mouth, and as we demonstrate what we've heard in our spirit. We'll see the results of it. We'll see the fruit of it. Praise God. God has nothing but total victory for us in everything, in our finances, in our body, in our family, in this ministry. Hallelujah. But we've got to talk together. We got to pray together. We have to believe the same thing, even outside these walls. You have to say, Father, thank you that I agree with my pastor. I agree for the babies. I agree for the preschoolers. I agree for the children. I agree for the preteens. I agree for the teens. I agree, Lord, that there's a mighty anointing upon the teachers of this ministry. I agree, Lord, that your hand is mighty upon our babies through our youth and adults as well. I agree, Lord, that you've got an awesome plan for us. I agree, Lord. Folks, can we realize how much our children need the presence of God and the revelation now, capital N, capital O, capital W. I thought about Jackson. We had his birthday party yesterday. It was a year ago. It was a year Friday, a week ago. But we celebrated yesterday. And there was a phrase given, I don't know, I heard this phrase years ago. Manuel Street wrote a song about it. Every child needs at least one adult who's crazy about him. Jackson is blessed. You got a whole bunch of adults crazy about him. It took a good load of stuff home yesterday. He did. But every child needs a church full of people who are crazy about them. So crazy that we'll say, yes, I will. Now remember this. The nursery, preschool, children, youth, whichever, whatever ministry you're in, when you're there by the divine assignment and appointment of God, you do not miss anything. I don't care if Jesus walked in here in person and brought Gabriel and Michael, the archangel and the messenger angel, and talked to all of us, and you were in the nursery, you being a nursery in the will of God, you didn't miss anything because you were where God anointed you to be. There was a baby back there who needed your love, your prayers, your hands, your mercy, your goodness shining over them, and to create a bright future for them, or the preschool, or the children. That's why we should never say to anyone outside of the sanctuary, well, you missed it today. No, they didn't. We may have missed it. If we're in disobedience, we missed it. Amen? Now that just needs to be said because we are going to fulfill the will of God. Can you say amen to that? Praise God. Praise God. So the spirit of faith will keep you dancing in the storm and rejoicing in hope. Romans 12:12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Rejoicing in hope. You see what Brother Steve was doing this morning. You say, well, why did he do that? Well, it could be the spirit of hope was upon him. It could be he was demonstrating how hope acts. Can you look at someone? I'll try to do this if I can. If you were to look at me and is that a spirit of hope? How about this? Praise God. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. See, your body has language. And your body can release the language of your spirit. When there's hope in your spirit, there's dance in your feet. When there's hope in your spirit, there's life in your speech. When there's hope in your spirit, nothing stands in your way because you rise up with the word of God and you decree your day. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God is so good. Hallelujah. Amen. So the spirit of faith will keep you dancing in the storm and rejoicing in hope. The spirit of faith cannot be defeated. Because it is the spirit of the word of God. For I'm not ashamed, Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God. Romans, remember Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, it's power. It's the sword of the spirit. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation, to the Jews first and also to the Greek. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Now, on the right side of the bulletin, the Holy Ghost just told me to write this. And that's what I did. It's called the gift of faith. Now, see, in Hebrew, or 1 Corinthians 12, verse 9, to another faith. The Amplified says special faith or miracle working faith or supernatural faith. to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit. So there is 9 gifts of the Spirit, and one of those 9 is called faith. Now, it's not the same faith as saving faith, and it's really it. The spirit of faith will lead into the gift of faith. Now, the gift of faith receives a miracle. The gift of faith speaks a miracle. When you're under the gift, when you're operating with the gift of faith, now Steve and I, and Brother Jimmy and Dwight, were praying a couple of weeks ago, and we were in a prayer circle. We had our shoes off. The Lord said, take your shoes off. But as we stood there, I perceived and could see this. As we pray in the Spirit, meditate the Word, and operate in the Spirit of God, it's like the Holy Ghost can just stir up every one of those 9 gifts, and you can be flowing in the gifts and not even realize, you know, that you're flowing in the gifts. You can flow in the gifts in prayer. You can flow in the gifts when you speak. You can flow in the gifts as you demonstrate. I'd never thought about that before. But the Lord says you can demonstrate the gift of faith, and I didn't realize that. So the gift of faith, it's like Daniel in the den of lions. He received a miracle. The lions didn't hurt him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had the gift of faith. They received protection in the fiery furnace. Daniel, or David rather, worked a miracle when he killed the bears and the lions and the giant. That's working a miracle. Moses worked a miracle when he parted the Red Sea. Joshua worked a miracle. Of course, I think the gift of faith was in there as well. But what I want us to realize, when the gift of faith comes upon you through the spirit of faith, which the spirit of faith leads into the gift of faith, you cannot doubt. I know it's hard to comprehend that, but your mind sometimes is so busy as you think, is there a place you can get in the spirit realm? Folks, not many services ago, back there in the prayer room, the Spirit of God came upon me. And absolutely, I don't know how to say it. He just came so strong upon me and went into my mind, and my mind went at total peace, perfect peace, and put a shield about my mind and all the whole service. That's when we got that word that you demonstrate victory sitting down. But you see, the Spirit of God brought that, and I was operating in a place of just total peace. It was the spirit of faith, but also in the gift of faith. Now, that when you're in the glory of God, the gift of faith will come in operation, and you can't doubt. I have been there, and many of you have as well, but we all can have that. Because the gifts of the Spirit is given to every man, verse 11, severally as he will. I mean, every member in your body is necessary, every part of your body. Well, we can all operate in the gifts of the Spirit, all of us. And, you know, I don't know why we have to put on this weird voice, this weird act, this weird, to be in the gifts of the Spirit. You can just operate as the Spirit will. He divides to every man severally as he will. Amen. Glory to God. But when the gift of faith is, it's like exchanging your faith for the very faith of God or the very faith of Jesus. It's like you go to another level. It's like your faith kind of has come to its end, but you step over and you find a new faith, and this faith here just says, wow, and you speak it and it comes to pass. You believe it, you receive it, and it happens. There is no doubt in the gift of faith. But the spirit of faith leads into the gift of faith. And it's all available for us. Hallelujah. Because I keep going back to that one particular Monday night when the angel of the Lord came in this church. I did not see the angel, but I precede the angel. And the glory of the Lord was here. And all the glory of the Lord is, it's when I say, you can't say it's different than the anointing, because God's spirit is not different. I mean, you know what I mean? There's not a it's all the Holy Spirit, the power, the presence of God, but it's a deeper dimension of God in the glory. And the angels always come in His glory, plus the gift of faith operated in the gift of glory that Monday night. And you just believe. It's just like you're, you know, and maybe in a natural way, I use this for an example. Those of you that know the cartoon Popeye and Brutus and little, what was her name, Ollie? olive oil, whatever her name is, little bitty bony arms. But anyway, you know, Popeye gets beat up by Brutus. How a little fella can take his hand and bam, and pop open a can of spinach, I don't know. But I guess if you stand it as long as you stand, you can't stand it no more. You get strength from somewhere and you pop open that can and you open the side of your mouth and you pour it in and you go, Papa, the sailor man. And then, man, Brutus has had it. That's what the gift of faith will do. The gift of faith is just like God just pours his faith into your faith and you turn into another man and you operate in a way you've never. But you can do that. I want everyone to say, that is for me. Hallelujah. Yes. Because when Paul was writing to the church at Corinth, he wasn't writing to the pastors. He was writing to the whole body. And he told the whole body about these gifts. Amen. So the gift of faith receives a miracle. The gift of faith speaks with no doubt. And the gift of faith is like you exchange and you take on the very faith of God or the very faith of Jesus, and it just happens. Hallelujah. And that can happen at any time in our life. Amen. So here's what the Lord told me to write. The gift of faith knows no bounds. The gift of faith puts you on solid ground and turns hopeless situations around. The gift of faith. Gift. Nine gifts. Nine fruit. Gift. Something that's a gift, it's just a gift. You don't earn it, don't deserve it, but it's freely given, right? The gift of faith lets you know that as you speak, the sickness and demons will go. We need to realize this. And here again, we don't go looking for demons or devils and those things, but we don't ignore darkness. Demons and the devil is behind all sickness. And we need to realize that. And we have authority over that. Hallelujah. Amen. So when the gift of faith operates to you, you rise up and you speak. And it comes to pass. And hearing this, you might say, well, Brother Gerald, that's really hard to comprehend. It is until you experience it. Then once we experience these things, we say, well, wow, that is the truth. That really happens. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So the gift of faith is perfect peace in a perfect place. You have no doubt of what will take place. You do not doubt. It's perfect peace in a perfect place. Amen. You have no doubt of what will take place. The gift of faith is on another level. No room for doubt or the devil. Does anybody have an amen in our church this morning? The gift of faith is on another level. No room for doubt or the devil. Folks, you show me someone under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, under the gift of faith, and I'll tell you a devil that will have a nervous breakdown. I mean a nervous breakdown. He has no recourse. He has no defense against the spirit of faith. None. Zero. Ha, ha, ha. And everybody can operate as the spirit wills. Now remember, we can't make these things happen, but we can sure desire spiritual gifts. What Paul said, desire these things. Lord, we want the manifestations of the gift. We want the Spirit of God to release those gifts in our prayer time, over our family, in our church, over our finances, over our bodies, over whomever. And see, you don't just say, well, the Lord uses Brother Gerald and the gifts of the Spirit. You look yourself in the mirror and say, God divides to me severally as he will. Amen. The whole church should desire the moving and the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. You may pray and be prophesying while you pray, and you not recognize it's prophecy. You may speak and not realize you're speaking with the gift of faith and not even realize it. You may pray and operate with the spirit of wisdom and not even realize it, or with the word of knowledge. Those are the revelation gifts. And the other three, the gift of the working of miracles, the gifts of healing and special faith, those are power gifts. They do something. The vocal gift, the diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues of prophecy, they say something. The revelation gift, they reveal something. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirit. But you see, all these are from the Holy Spirit himself. But as we pray and as we meditate the word, he gives the gift to turn things around. Amen.
Oh my, the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And the Lord, I can hear him saying, any of us could speak under these gifts of the Spirit and you can change things. Let me say it on a Tuesday. It doesn't have to be Sunday morning. It can be on a Tuesday. It could be 3 a.m. Thursday morning after a challenge on Wednesday all night. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you see, when you give a faith command under the gift of faith, you do not doubt. Whether you see, you know, Brother Hagin talked about people being insane and the gift of faith would come on him and he would call them free. And he said they looked and acted the same. 2 days later, their mind would be perfect. You know when you release the gift of faith. There's a knowing with that. There's an assurance. There's a confidence in that. Folks, that's from heaven. That belongs to us. Amen? In a minute, I'm going to go back and read the whole page, just sequenced together. Praise God. The gift of faith is on another level. No room for doubt or the devil. You speak and it is so. You receive just what you were told. Now, that's twofold. What you were told by the Lord in the Spirit, you receive that, but you receive what someone else says speaking under the gift of faith. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Nothing is impossible, and there will be no delay as you step out into a brand new day. See, that was part of what Brother Steve was saying this morning, the gift of faith. Faith says it's mine, and I take it now, for I know the place I'm standing is holy ground. Hallelujah. There is a place of no turning back. You will speak and there will be no lack. That's the spirit of faith and the gift of faith operating. The gift of faith always knows the results. The gift of faith is the perfect faith of heaven. Hallelujah. That's available for us, church. Praise God. There are situations that some of you cannot figure out, and the Lord says you're not supposed to, because it's not a mind solution. It is in the Spirit. It is of the Spirit. It is by the Spirit. And if you will pray in the Spirit and be attentive in the Spirit, put up your spiritual antenna and listen for the answer will come. You will make decrees in your prayer life and the work will be done. Amen. The Lord can tell you exactly what the hindrance is. You can perceive it, or you can even see it, but you will surely know. And when you rise up with that boldness, that hindrance has to go. Amen. And part of that word, James and the Lord, I speak to you. Because the Lord said he's bringing you through. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord tell me this, don't live with things that you know are out of order. Don't just say, well, that's just the way they are. That's just the way it is. No, no, no. If it doesn't line up with the word, the kingdom, and the will of God, change it. Change it. How? The gift of faith. The spirit of faith. The Lord directing you with you remember which words we speak? Not in words which man teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches.
Let the language of heaven come out of your mouth. When you address whatever the hindrance is from heaven, heaven is greater all the time and every time. Amen? Praise the Lord. I'm going to go back and just read this page together, or read it out loud, because that's how I was just writing. The Lord told me to write this. The gift of faith knows no bounds. The gift of faith puts you on solid ground and turns hopeless situations around. The gift of faith lets you know that as you speak, the sickness and demons will go. The gift of faith is perfect peace in a perfect place. You have no doubt of what will take place. The gift of faith is on another level, no room for doubt or the devil. You speak and it is so, you receive just what you were told. Nothing is impossible, and there will be no delay as you step out into a brand new day. Faith says it's mine, and I take it now, for I know the place I'm standing is holy ground. There is a place of no turning back. You will speak, and there will be no lack. The gift of faith always knows the results. Hallelujah. So the gift of faith and the spirit of faith brings proper alignment for God's divine assignment. Now, here I'm going to speak a little bit here, things that I've been praying and picked up more clear in the prayer room this morning. God does not change his mind about his calling. We are called for babies, preschoolers, children, preteens, and youth. Period. We are called, ordained, mantled for that. Now we have to keep believing that and saying that and seeing that. Hallelujah. Amen. This morning the Lord reminded me, Brother Steve, for years and years, folks, sometimes when you just do things, you know what I mean, flowing in God's will, you don't really recognize the significance of it. But we are a training ministry. We have been for many years training for reigning. We've had workshops. We have organized, planned, administrated, put things together and training times. And we understand that our nursery is not just babysitting, and preschool is just not just, you know, taking care of the toddlers in just the natural way. We understand that we are to train. We understand that that's what we are. And I don't see the Lord changing his mind about that. So I want all of us to come in line with that and begin to pray over this ministry for God's divine alignment, for his assignment over Church Alive Ministry. Glory to God that we can see his will. Folks, listen, there is no such thing as no solution. God has a solution for any and everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And our children need us. They need us. They need Jesus. They need us. Folks, our young people, if you think the devil plays for keeps, he does. If you think he wants to kill, steal, and destroy, he does. If you think he is not after your children, you're wrong. But I tell you, we can plead the blood, and we can pray over them, and we can parent them by the supernatural ability of God and surround them with grace, mercy, and love and believe God for our children. Amen? See, we operate with the spirit of faith because we train and we disciple. Amen. Can you say amen? So I want you to believe God and let's hook up together and don't lose sight of what we're called to do. And you pray, Lord, and you say this is a training center. It is. Amen. Our teachers are anointed, mightily anointed of God. Hallelujah. Folks, can you imagine Ananias? And I'm not going to be much longer here. I'll let you go here just shortly. Ananias in the Bible. I only read about him one time, and he was sent to the Apostle Paul. Wow. What an amazing assignment. How many babies, Patty, have you and others held in your arms back there that were pastors, prophets, apostles, evangelists, pastors? Someone taught Billy Graham in Sunday school. God knows who it was. And they're in heaven together, I'm sure, right now. And I'm sure when Billy Graham got to heaven, that person that taught him, God's going to say, Billy, if it weren't for this precious mother right here being dedicated and faithful, you may have not been brought into the kingdom. That's how powerful this is. Amen. Very, very powerful. Hallelujah. So I want you to speak and pray and worship and demonstrate and say, Father, thank you that we are a training ministry. And I want you to start seeing the babies, the preschoolers, the children, the preteens. Well, I'm just going to say this. Here's what I believe we can do. I believe we can still do our teaching and training. We may, I haven't really checked this out with anybody but the Lord. I mean, he's the chief. If we need to, and if we must, and if it has to be this way, then we will do it. We may go back to 10 o'clock and do training. Then we don't have to have our children with a teacher at 11 o'clock. Babies, yes. Preschoolers, yes. How many can believe God for it? We can have adequate teachers, preschoolers and nursery for our 11 o'clock hour, and we can bring our children out here and let them have church with us. Amen. Just like Jenny's been wanting to do. Put them out here. I mean, man alive, Jensen Cordell needs to be in this building. He needs to see his papa under the anointing. He needs to see his mom and dad under the anointing. Glory. Glory. Your children, your grandchildren, or if you're one of the teachers, they need to see, that's my teacher. I remember Bertha Fletcher. Brother James, you remember her? Praise God. We had a little old bitty card. Most of them had little bitty cards. They had Jesus carrying a little sheep, a little lamb. You know, and she teaches that little card. But I'll tell you something about her that I'll never forget, because we had Jackson Chapel. That was the name of the church. But I remember, you know, we did our little Sunday school thing. But I remember whenever we would stay in there. I mean, we would throw spit wads and just do all kinds of crazy stuff. We weren't near as knowledgeable as we are now. But I remember Bertha going to that altar. And that would be my teacher and Brother James's teacher and Brother Steve's teacher and other teacher. But I'll tell you what stood out to me about Miss Bertha Fletcher was the glory of God would come on her, and there she would shout, glory to God. And I remember as a little bitty boy, I thought, man alive, that's my teacher right there. And I kind of was embarrassed. I thought, oh, Lord, why she have to be that way for? But I tell you, she was dedicated. She was faithful. But it marked my life, glory to God. I'm in church today because of a teacher that was anointed to pray and a mom and dad that was anointed to pray and somebody that didn't give up. So, folks, we've got to do this, glory to God. In the spirit realm, our children must be in the glory in the spirit realm. Our children must be able to tell a story in the spirit realm. Our children must be in the pulpit with us in the spirit realm. Not I see, I'm telling you what I'm seeing in the spirit, but it's got to come to place in this place. Amen. There will be nothing more joyful. We want to preach family. Well, you don't separate family. Put them together. Train them, yes. Give them their individual, you know, uniqueness. Give them that. They need that. But I tell you, bring them in the chapel and pray over them. Well, my son don't want to do it. Well, you just pray until he does. We've got a daughter here, two daughters here this morning, but particularly one, Jenny. I say, Jenny, I believe the Lord wants you to play the piano. Well, Daddy, I ain't gonna play no piano. I said, I will see. So I prayed the piano on her. Well, guess what? 1 o'clock in the morning, she and who was it would be at the house, Jenny? Some of the girls you'd bring to the house. Was it Sarah? Was she one of them? Or Sharon? Yeah, by, she'd be in our plan. I would just say, thank you, Lord, it works. Thank you, Lord. And I said, now, Jenny, honey, the Lord would be wanting you to sing. Well, now, Daddy, I will play, but I will not sing. Who sang this morning? And did a good job. And see, can I go ahead and pick on Tracy too? Everybody say, pick on her. There's an anointing on Tracy's life to release the word of God. She knows that. Tracy will prophesy. I've told her that for years. And she will teach the anointed word of God in healing. There's a righteous indignation in you, Tracy, and that's from the Lord. It's a righteous anger that says, this does not have to be. It's not supposed to be. So there's an anointing upon you to release the word of the Lord. Amen. So you see, we ought to visualize our children out here enjoying and up on this platform. Can you all agree with me if God tells us to go back at 10 o'clock that we'll do it? And train. Yeah. Is everyone in agreement that we ought to focus on them and train them? Yeah. Will you believe with us for adequate teacher, anointed teacher, that there would be no lack? That if Tracy and Jenny ask someone, could you help out? We'll be the first to say, I will be there and do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because folks, listen, my heart is crying. I've been grieved for some time now because of our children and because of our youth and our preschoolers. My spirit is grieved over that. And we can change it. We can change that. Amen. Praise. It's worth it. Yeah. Dear heaven, it's worth it. Yeah. Giving them an extra hour once a week, and you mean we can't do that? Man. Jackson, it's worth it. Your children are worth it. Whoever is worth it, they're worth it, folks. They're worth it. Amen. I hope I don't sound harsh. I don't want to sound harsh. I want to sound loving. Sweet, but I want you to hear my heart. Because folks, I've been praying and 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 praying about this. And I know you have as well. Amen. I'm gonna bring it to a close. I want you to visualize. You know, when Jenny and Tracy first mentioned Family Friend Day, I thought, well, my mind couldn't see what they were seeing, but once they did it, I love it. And they know. I say I'm 100% behind whatever God wants, and I am today. Anything God wants, I'm for. And if there's a different plan besides 10 o'clock, I'm for that. But we've got to step up here. We have to. I said we have to. And then when I started seeing these children and all these in the pulpit, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. You know, there was I used to try to get Jensen Hagen to sing that song, If You Don't Believe I've Been Redeemed, Follow Me Down to the Jordan Stream, Step in the Water, Water Was Cold, Chill My Body But Not My Soul. They couldn't remember it. But when Jenny and Tracy and you all got them up here front and had them to sing it and dance it, the next day they could sing the whole thing. The whole thing. I remember Pam, my wife Pam, and many. I'm sure others can fit right in. I'm sure Patty's done it. I'm sure others have done it. Have taught one. Pam taught one for how long, Pam? You remember? How many? You say several years? She prepared for one as well as she would prepare for 100. Heath Rasnick today is in ministry, plays a guitar, leads praise and worship, and shares the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm sure that Patty and some others have been back there for one baby. We may be in the prayer room for one youth, but we'll be there. How many of you are with me this morning? I know we're just going to have some in-house talk because I speak about the spirit of faith and the gift of faith, and now let's do it. So you all help us pray. I'm open. You pray, you fast, you seek God, and you say, Brother Gerald, this is what the Lord is saying. We're open to that. But I know in my spirit that these babies and preschoolers and children and preteens and teens deserve. They deserve us. And it's not just three or four of us. It's Steve says, I'm all in. I remember we did Vacation Bible School up here, and I don't know who it was. I don't know if it was one of the, whoever, you know, because we did Family Kids Crusade. We did Vacation Bible School. We did all kinds of things. But someone asked me to tell the story to the preschoolers. Was that you, Patty? And I tell you what's the truth. I thought, my God, I started praying in tongues. I started reading that material because they said, now don't read it, you have to tell it. But I prepared for the preschoolers to tell the story, Josh. I wanted to do it right. I wanted to, you know, to do the animal sounds or whatever it is and make it thrilling, make it exciting for them. Amen. Glory. Because they deserve it. What if Pharaoh or whoever it was succeeded against Moses? We wouldn't have a whole lot of the Bible. Amen. How many of you will just close your eyes and just say, Lord, I know there's children that need this ministry, need me. There's teenagers, there's preteens, there's preschoolers, there's babies, all that. And I want you to pray, and I want you to give your heart to God and say, Father, I'm willing to help any way that I can. Lord, I'll do a Sunday. I'll give a Sunday. I'll give two Sundays. I'll do whatever, Lord. I'll do anything, Lord, to let the ministry be fulfilled, to let us see the training of your will accomplished right here in this ministry. How many knows if we all synergy together, we all come together, it's not a burden. Hallelujah. You know, we drove the vans, and I think Loretta, somebody mentioned again the other day, I know when they first talked about it, because sometimes the vans was a challenge. We had them just right in the front door. They would get in a fuss on a van, get out there and punch each other's nose in the parking lot. And I said, why did you do it at the church? Why don't you do it at the school? I mean, we've had our challenges. And I think Tracy and some of them was talking about the fleet of vans. Folks, there was lives touched and lives changed and seeds planted that will still produce. And there will be rewards for any sacrifice any of us have ever made. But I want you to pray with me. And now listen to me, as your pastor, I'm willing, if I miss it or if I'm wrong, then we'll change. But if I'm right, let's go for it. Or if you're right, all I want is God's will. And I know there's some anointed people in this ministry that knows your calling and you know what you're doing. And you know how to do it. And you have a heart for it. And there's others that will come in. Amen. Because I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to close. Jenny, you all can come back every how you want to do it. Tracy, every how you want to do it. I miss our children. I miss our teenagers. I miss them. 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 The Lord misses them. I pray that some of you are saying you miss them as well, and I thank God for that. But here's what we must have. We must have a willingness. If Tracy or Jenny ask any of us, can you help out? Be willing to say, yes, I will, and yes, I'll give it my best. Yes, I will, and I'll give it my best. I know we went through a season. Come on back up so I'll close. If you get some music going, I'll close. Because I want to let you go. We got to celebrate Andy's some kind of 40 birthday. But I know we went through a season when some of you were so tired. And I understand that. But how many knows we can refire? We can rekindle. Hallelujah. And I praise God for you so much. And you are anointed. And you've done a lot of good for a lot of people. And your reward shall be great. Y'all sing a song. Josh, come back up, Tracy. Y'all sing a song for us here. Whatever you got. Come on. sing a song. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. But church, I want to tell you from my heart, I deeply love all of you all so much. And I praise God for you. And I appreciate you so much. But I hope you can hear my heart. And I probably have just been reflecting something you've been wanting to say. But I want us to believe and begin to praise and pray for God's perfect will. We know His plan. We know His heart. Whatever you all have, Jenny. And if you want to, if you feel to come to the altar to pray, that's fine. If you just want to stand right there at your seat and pray, that's fine. Whatever you feel to do, that's okay. Praise God. But remember, say this out loud while they're getting prepared. I have the spirit of faith, and I can flow in the gift of faith. When I receive the word of God, it is the word of God working mightily in me. Praise God.